Hi, my name is Tanner Strons from the Broadhead FFA chapter in Broadhead, Wisconsin, and my program is turf grass management.
And we can add to that national proficiency winner. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. To be national proficiency winner is great. I was up on stage and I was just honored to be there standing in front of all the people in the top four. And then I just became ecstatic when they said, you are the national winner in turf grass management. And it's just great, great, awesome feeling.
Tanner, did you set this as a goal at any point to be here at this national convention, to be a national winner?
I started my program in spring of 2006, and I knew I was going to have a chance to get to the state level, and I actually took bronze my freshman year, and then I got into my sophomore year, and I got silver. Then my junior year, I got into the state finals, and they told me they had let me know if I won state or not, and I got a phone call right before June, and they said you were the state winner, and I thought that was the most awesome thing, you know. So I went up to the state convention, did all that stuff, and then I started football in August of this year, and I got a phone call in the afternoon right before practice one day, and they said you're in the top four in the nation, and just wow, it was an amazing feeling, and it's even a more amazing feeling to be number one in the nation after I went through all that. So that's an awesome feeling.
Tell me about your proficiency area.
Well, I started in the spring of 2006, and I started mowing 6 yards that summer, and I worked my way up to 14 yards in 2007. And here I am going into 2010. I already got 22 more yards lined up and 15 driveways for snow removal. I also offer leaf removal and tree removal in my business also.
So what kinds of things has this proficiency taught you?
It's taught me a lot of leadership, a lot of self-control of owning a business, and it taught me a lot about customer satisfaction. Of my customers aren't satisfied, that they're probably not going to want me doing their business anymore, and you really gotta push yourself more forward and forward.
You're doing all of this and still a student in school?
Yes, this is my senior year, and we're not even through the first semester of school yet, so it's pretty big.
Who along the way has been there to support you and encourage you?
Well, first I want to give a big thank you to my parents, my friends. I wouldn't have been able to do this without my ag advisor, Jillian Beatty. She's just been crazy helping me out. Anything I needed, I mean, just there every time. Anytime I look around, she's there supporting me. While I've been here, John Deere has been sponsoring me the whole way. So if they did not sponsor me, I probably wouldn't be here right now, because there would be no award money or any of the awards, or none of that would have been possible without them.
For those younger FFA members that are here at this convention, what would you tell them?
I'd tell them if they're planning on making it this far as I did, they'd have to have leadership, customer satisfaction like I do, and they need to really put themselves out there and not be shy, and just really work hard, really, really hard, and put a lot of hours into what they're planning on doing.
What are your future plans include?
I'm planning on going to UW-Madison Short Course or Blackhawk Technical College in the area of turf grass management. There's a lot of classes that go along with that, business management skills, and all them kind of things. One of my most important plans is I want to be the biggest lawn care business in the southwestern state of Wisconsin. So that'd be a really good goal, I think.
And all of it thanks to your proficiency area in FFA.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Congratulations.